From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt, Charlie Pierce, Kiri O'Connor, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Tim.
Tim, where are you calling from?
Wilmette.
Wilmette, not far from here in Chicago. What do you do there?
I am a teacher.
Oh, I see. What do you teach?
6th through 8th grade social studies.
Oh, my God. I have nothing but the utmost respect for anyone who teaches middle school.
Why, thank you. I also do voiceovers, Peter.
Do you now?
Yes, I do.
I never would have guessed. Well, welcome to the show, Tim. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Tim's topic?
I'll be there for you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Rachel, Ross, Monica, Chandler, Phoebe, and Joey were once the biggest names on TV. One even inspired a global hairstyle craze known as the Schwimmer. But where are they now? Our panelists are going to read you three stories about a Friends star making a major comeback in the news this week. Guess the real story and you'll win the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your voicemail. You ready to play?
I certainly am.
All right, first let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
In early childhood, Matthew Perry lost the tip of his right middle finger. Until now, he has spoken about it only jokingly. Said it means he can never quite fully flip anyone off, and so on. That's what you would expect from the wisecracking character Perry played on Friends. But people who have seen advanced copies of his forthcoming memoir, Here's the Rest of Me, say the missing digital bit has played such a large role in Perry's inner life that he is out to raise awareness of the plight of the fingertip deprived. Ever since my little boy fingertip was crushed by my grandfather's car door, Perry writes, I have known that I was incomplete. A fingertip may seem a small thing, but no matter how much talent you have in the rest of you, your fingertips, after all, are what you touch people with.
Matthew Perry raising awareness for people missing fingertips. Your next story about somebody living in a world without friends, well, the TV show Friends, comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Up to now, actress Jennifer Aniston has been known for two things. A 90s haircut named for her Friends character, Rachel, and roughly 7,000 gossip magazine covers screaming that she's pregnant. Now there's a third thing. Aniston is a spokeswoman and investor in Living Proof, a beauty company. Living Proof's newest product is a clear adhesive called Neotensil, a.k.a. Spanx for the face. When applied, it squashes loose skin the way Spanx mashes in your jiggly thighs. Aniston joined up with Living Proof in 2012, memorably asking, is this real life? If Living Proof comes out with baby products, buy stock in a gossip magazine.
Jennifer Aniston presenting to the world Spanx for the face, pieces of plastic that squeeze your face to a pleasing shape. Your last story about a friend trying to survive in this cold, friendless world comes from Charlie Pierce.
Having left Central Perk and that sappy theme song far behind, Friend star Matt LeBlanc has moved on to one of the jobs he had before briefly becoming a television icon. He's opened a camp in New Hampshire for children to learn marksmanship. The camp, called Shooting LeBlancs, was an idea LeBlanc had while working at a range in Newton, Massachusetts, when he was a student at Newton North High School. If the first camp is successful, LeBlanc plans to open three more in New Hampshire and one in Vermont.
All right. Here we have your choices. One of these stories is a true story about a former cast member of Friends. Is it from Roy Blunt Jr., how Matthew Perry is now raising awareness of those who, like him, are missing a fingertip? From Kiri O'Connor, for Jennifer Aniston presents Spanx for your face, plastic pieces that you put on your face that make you look pretty, like she is. Or from Charlie Pierce, Matt LeBlanc opening Shooting LeBlancs, a riflery camp for underprivileged kids. Which of these is the real story of a former friend?
Well, Peter, I think My finger once got caught in a car door, so I'm going to go with Roy's story.
Really?
Yes, it really did. It was outside Bozo's Circus, strangely enough.
Mm. Oh, not strangely enough at all. That so many needless amputations happened at Bozo's. So you're saying that because of your sympathy for the fingertipless, you're going to choose Matthew Perry, Roy's story of Matthew Perry sort of coming out as someone with only 9 fingertips.
That's the one.
Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with this story.
So this product is basically Spanx for your face. It takes your under eye bags and it pulls them back into place.
That was Colleen Leahy from Fortune magazine talking about Jennifer Aniston's new face Spanx. I'm afraid, Tim, that you were fooled by Roy's very touching story, if you will. About a missing fingertip. You did not win. You earned a point for Roy, though, which I think he deserves. And we thank you so much for playing.